America's mayor, once the toast of the town, is once again toast. Probably for the whole country. Rudy, 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 where did you go so wrong? Toady for Trump, what were you thinking? You were a federal prosecutor. Did you think you could outsmart your colleagues? Trump hasn't dumped you under the Greyhound yet, but trust me, in a day, maybe less, he won't remember who you were. Sure, there are some photos of you two gibbering fools together, but hey, lots of folks have selfies with the emperor, usually with one of them wearing clothes, not both naked as orangutans. The noose is tightening, and the wolves are circling. Soon the canaries will be singing at the bottom of the mine shaft we call the White House, a dark, dungeonous place these dreary days. Walls closing in, the mirrors no longer saying he's the fairest king of all. Former cabinet chiefs will soon respond to subpoenas, maybe hoping to clear themselves of wrongdoing, if not pathetic idiocy. Too late for redemption, but nobody wants to go to prison for lying under oath. You can almost hear the knives being sharpened down in the White House kitchen from here. The Trump brand, the one so carefully honed through false bravado and sheer chutzpah, will soon look more like cheap copper than gold. Tarnished and pitted and ready for the trash heap of history. The man can restart his own reality show on Fox when the blood is mopped up, and he'll get plenty of viewers. Same ones who think there's nothing to see behind the wizard's curtain, who think impeachment is just a political game and crimes and misdemeanors just a leftist chant. Trump is right about one thing. We used to shoot traitors. Whistleblowers? Nah. Men who sold their country down the drain for money? Ah, you bet. The man will make his 30 pieces of silver and a lot more. Welcome to it, as far as I'm concerned. He gave us a lesson in government, in politics, in Machiavellian intrigue that was worth the price of admission. What he also showed us, at a terrible cost, was how much citizens in this country will sacrifice in honor, morality, national security, to keep a thug in power. We won't ever be as certain this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. That quaint notion has been forever erased.